coming soon to own on video and DVD.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well,
in a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen.
Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him.
Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
Elvis.
Well, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, Huntsville Home Video.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love when you surprise me.
Thank you.
And you often do. I loved it.
It's Leanne Foster, do you know what day it is today?
I know what day it is today.
It's the kickoff of motherfucking Elvis Month.
Yeah!
Here on Huntsville Home Video.
Not a day, not a week, not a bi-weekly moment of time. I don't know. A score of time.
A score of time?
No. Score. Four. Fuck it. It's a month.
Elvis Month, baby!
Yeah! Fortnite. That's what I was looking for.
Fortnite. Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. We are, I am Jack Spade. That is Leanne Foster.
Hi.
And we are super duper excited about the upcoming Elvis movie dropping on June 24th.
We are.
We are both big Elvis fans. And we just figured, you know what? We have a podcast where we talk about movies that my friend Leanne has never seen. I'm going to introduce her to some movies that feature the character of Elvis this month. Not necessarily Elvis movies, of which there are plenty.
There are a plenty. I've seen most of those.
You seen most of those?
Yes, so that's off the list.
So those are off the list. Yep. So instead, hey, here's movies with Elvis as a character.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do this month. That's how we're going to go about things.
Nice little surprise.
That's right.
Another one.
If you don't like it, but go suck eggs.
But then come back after the month's over. We need you.
Yeah. I mean, we like you, and we love you, and we thank you for listening.
Right.
But, yeah, come
back. Deal with it. If I got to deal with it, you got to deal with it out there.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oof.
Oof. Big oof.
Big oof.
So today we are going to kick off Elvis Month by talking about a movie that I have. I want to see. Hang on. Let me pull up my notes app.
Have like three notes.
I have two notes.
Two, okay.
And
wow, I was generous.
And one of them we're gonna get into in a minute. I'm just gonna set this aside here so that it is ready. Ooh, I gotta change that spell. Autocorrect weirded that one out.
Was it my name that it weirded out?
No.
No. Okay.
It was not. So today we are kicking off Elvis Month by talking about a little independent movie by the name of Bubba Ho-Tep.
Correct. We are.
A movie about maybe possibly Elvis, maybe possibly an Elvis impersonator. We don't know. This would-be Elvis gonna be doing some things.
We don't really solve this mystery.
We don't. We don't know what's going on. Maybe we'll find out by the end of the movie where this Elvis, maybe impersonator, maybe actual king of rock and roll, fights a mummy with a dude that thinks he's JFK, a black elderly gentleman.
A dyed JFK.
Yeah, yes. Thinks he's JFK.
After the assassination attempt,
he
was dyed black, and there's sand in his head, right?
There was. So based on that premise alone, let's see how we're kicking off Elvis Month. Leanne Foster, what did you think about Bubba Ho-Tep?
I might surprise you a tad.
Oh?
At first, it started out that I was very angry.
Okay.
I was like, what in the fuck are we doing? And then it turned into such bewilderment that I'm not even angry anymore. I'm just the most confused I've ever been in my lifetime. And that really says it all.
Wow. Okay.
What happened? Why did this happen? Why question.
Okay.
It's my only note. Why?
Well, here was my only note.
Leanne hates this movie. Yes, that's also true.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
It's also true. I hated it.
Okay.
But I'm not even mad about it anymore. I'm just so confused, and I just need somebody to tell me, why did someone think this up? And then why did they go, people need to see this? Then they wrote it. Then they casted it. And then they filmed it. And then they showed it in public and made it a thing.
And now we're talking about it on a podcast.
And now it's canon, bitch.
It
and
is
I
canon.
I don't understand why.
Man. Well, originally, back in, I don't know, like 90, sometime in the mid, late 90s, it was a short story.
Oh.
It was part of a collection of Elvis-themed stories called The King is Dead.
Okay.
And Bubba Hotep was in there. Uh-huh. The writer was a gentleman by the name of Joe Lansdale.
Joe, what the fuck?
He initially got the idea for, he was watching the original Mummy movie, and the mummy in that movie is named Imhotep. And he's like, if that mummy was a redneck, his name would be Bubba Hotep.
That's what started
and
the
that
snowball?
That was the genesis of the idea.
Jeez Louise.
Which I thought was pretty fucking great.
I don't know if that satisfies my question of why or not. I have no idea.
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
So eventually that story came across the desk of one Don Coscarelli, a gentleman who directed the Phantasm movies. Did you ever see any of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was the director of those. He directed
those
Beastmaster.
Were odd.
Yeah, they were odd. Very odd.
Yeah.
The Beastmaster.
I don't know that one.
That was like Discount Conan, which you've also never
seen.
I've
still not seen.
Yeah.
I've not seen Full Price or Discount. No.
And Don Coscarelli, he's a dude, like a very indie filmmaker. He's into the weird, the wacky, as is, you know, justified by Phantasm.
That checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, this sounds like it could make a good movie.
Ah.
Let's start casting it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, got Bruce Campbell involved, got some of his Phantasm buddies involved, and made fucking Bubba Hotep.
So you love this movie.
I like this movie a lot.
Really?
I do. I love the premise of it.
Okay.
Now, you could have taken this movie in two different ways. You could have had just a movie revolving around the character of Elvis. Is he or is he not actually Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been the whole movie. And you could have, you know, been playing on themes like that. And some of those themes, they're touched on in this movie and in the book. They don't really, you know, go super deep into them because then the mummy shows up. But you also could
have... There's a lot of self-reflecting in this movie from the potential king.
Right.
Yeah.
You also could have taken it far wackier and had other monsters and creatures. And
Elvis could have gone to Egypt.
He could have.
He didn't, though.
In fact, after this movie was completed, it did become kind of like a little indie darling. Uh-huh. They only made a small... They did this old school where they only printed a few, like 20 copies of the movie on film, and then it made the tours. It went from theater to theater, so it didn't play nationwide. It was like, we're gonna play in this city for 2 weeks. We're gonna play in this city for a week, and it built up word of mouth, right?
Okay,
it played different film festivals, things like that. Bruce Campbell was on a book tour. He brought the movie with him, so he would do screenings of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell, of course, already has his built-in audience.
Right.
So people love him regardless of what he does. And it was probably 4 months after the movie was first released when I was finally able to see it. Me and some buddies had to drive down to Minneapolis, which is like 4 hours away from where we were at,
because
they were playing it at an indie theater there. We watched it. We fucking loved it. But after it all came out and it started to become a hit and people were loving it, Don Coscarelli initially didn't have a sequel in mind, even though there is a little thing at the end that says Bubba Hotep or Elvis will return in Bubba Hotep and the Curse of the She-Vampires or something like that. And so eventually that got off the ground where they cast, they were going to cast Paul Giamatti as Colonel Tom. And then it was going to be a prequel. So it was going to be when Elvis was filming a movie, he had a run in with vampires.
Okay.
Which also would have been great. I would have loved to see a trilogy of this.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Fighting the mummy, and then he fights vampires.
Then the wolf man.
And then the wolf man. Hell yeah.
My God. Oh, man.
So hated the movie, huh?
I don't have a strong hate for it.
Okay.
I feel like... It's not a Dr. Giggles.
Okay.
I feel like there are parts of me that want to like it because it is so off the wall, but I just felt... I felt insulted. And I just kept going, why did we need this?
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it.
That's okay.
Did you do? So confused.
Did you do the two watches or did you just the one time?
I only got through one.
Just the one.
I didn't need any more, honestly, of Bubba Hotep, and I hope nobody hates me for that. But that was it for me.
What did you like about the movie?
I liked the guys who carried off the dead bodies from the rest home. They were the best parts.
Wow.
I just...
In a movie with Elvis and JFK and a mummy,
wait a minute. I have my beef with Bruce Campbell. I'm not a big fan of Bruce Campbell. I don't get the allure of Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
Like you said, people who are fans of him, they're just fans. I don't understand.
Have you never been a fan?
I mean, Evil Dead's fine, but maybe I just have... I don't see what his appeal is. I don't think he's a great actor.
I don't think he's a great actor. Personally, I think he's kind of a douchebag.
Right. I've also heard that.
Which I've had the misfortune of running into him a couple times and learning that the hard way.
Correct.
Never meet your heroes, kids. Yeah. So there were...
But why was he a hero to you? Or why was he a big... Just because of the types of movies he's in?
Yeah, because growing up, when I was in high school, that was the first time I saw the Evil Dead movies and thought those were great, as any high school kid would.
Right.
It's bloody, gory, you know, scary, terrifying.
Yeah. But they weren't great because of him.
No, but you've also never seen Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Right?
No.
And so Army of Darkness is the sequel to Evil Dead 2, technically.
Okay.
And that movie was completely different from Evil Dead, and it really turned him into kind of this superhero type fighting the Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great quips. There's a lot of great dialogue. There's some witty retorts. And that movie just became a cult sensation.
Okay.
A lot of kids my age loved that movie, and Bruce Campbell just kind of got elevated because of that. He kind of became an icon in the horror world.
Right.
In a world that doesn't really have too many human icons. Does that make sense?
True. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We got a lot of monster icons. We don't got a lot of hero human icons. If you're not a scream queen, there are very few dudes in the world of horror that are icons. The way that Bruce Campbell is an icon.
Okay. So there was something to grab onto.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't care for his king impersonation.
No.
Not at all. I think a lot of it is I don't like to see the king that way. I think I don't like to see Elvis in a rest home.
It's fair.
With a bump on his dick. That's why I was so insulted at the beginning. I'm like, how dare you? How dare you do the hair and possibly a prosthetic chin. I have no idea. The glasses, and you talk that way, and you said Scylla instead of Priscilla. I didn't like it. I was just like, stop. You're insulting the king and his onstage moves while you see that flashback. I'm just like, stop stop it. You're insulting.
There is an interview out there somewhere talking about when he took the role, when he came on a set. There was a Elvis dialogue coach.
Okay.
And he said, because what Bruce Campbell says, like, any man can do Elvis, whether or not it's good remains to be seen, but anyone can do an Elvis impersonation. Mm-hmm. And so he came on a set, here's this Elvis, you know, dialogue coach, and he's like, all right, man, you know, give me a peanut butter sandwich. And the guy was like, that's it? Well, I mean, whatever. And then just left. Like, that was you know, apparently he wasn't like...
See, he was insulted as well.
Apparently. Apparently. See, I like the old Elvis because I think one of the themes about this movie is just it looks at what happens when you're a certain level of famous and you get old. Like, what would happen if the king got old?
Right.
What? Because he'd be what, like 80-something right now?
Sure.
Something about that?
Yeah.
Like, what would he be doing? What would Elvis be doing if he was alive right now?
He wouldn't be watching Bubba Hotep. That's
you don't
answer.
Know that.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
This is a man who had like 8 TVs in Graceland, and he shot one of them out one time. Just because. That's a dude that watches a movie like this.
Maybe he bought a sarcophagus after he watched Bubba Hotep.
Maybe.
He was like, I need a mummy.
Maybe.
Sulla, go get me a mummy.
I understand that, but
when you add in the mummy, it just takes away. When you add in the mummy mystery, it took away from any of that. Because I can't appreciate it in ways, and I understand what you're saying, but just this looping in of the mummy and the bug and the look, I was just like, again, if it had just been a movie about old Elvis, self-reflecting Elvis, and getting away from the fame, you know, because there's a part where that's why he changes places, supposedly, I'd be down for that. But the mummy...
And see, and so that's where I was going with it. If I get to that kind of age and I get to that self-reflecting level, I'm like, man, I wish I would have fought a mummy. And then I'll be all dementia-ridden, and I'll probably think I'm fighting mummies and shit. Trying to, like, stab a mummy, but it turns out it's just the orderly trying to give me my Jell-O.
Your Jell-O.
And that's what Elvis would be doing right now.
Man.
Unless he had a late career resurgence a la Johnny Cash.
We talked about that one day, about how we feel cheated we didn't get that from Elvis.
Yeah.
You know? God, that would have been great.
Right?
Yeah. Nah, I don't hate it. I think I'm just confused. I just don't think this movie should have ever been made.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hurt your feelings.
I mean, it doesn't really hurt my feelings.
It's just not for me. Again, I'm not even mad. I'm not like Dr. Giggles, I'm going to stop talking mad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to throw anything at you. I'm not that level of angry. I'm not even angry, bruh.
So let me ask you this. So in the movie,
okay,
we, like you said earlier, we never really get a clear answer to whether or not that is really Elvis.
Correct.
Or if he's this character of Sebastian Half, the world's best Elvis impersonator. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, Elvis decides he's tired of the fame and the fortune and the people leeching off of him, which I completely understand.
Like, absolutely.
I, you know. That's the thing about, one of the things about the king that fascinates me. But in this movie, he decides he's going to approach this character of Sebastian Half. He's going to offer him a chance to switch places. And he's got a contract drawn up. He's like, I can swoop in and out anytime.
Yes,
I
want to
live
back.
Your life. You can live mine. Let's fucking do it. And of course, the dude is all about it. But it's Sebastian Half who has the pill problems and the drug problems. And he's the one that died on the toilet in Graceland.
Correct.
And not Elvis Presley.
Right.
But unfortunately, the contract all goes up in a trailer fire.
While he was living the simple life in a trailer park, he started a fire, unfortunately, and it was all gone. So he has no proof now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you believe that the Elvis that we see in the nursing home was actually Elvis?
No.
No?
It's Sebastian.
See, I actually believe it's Elvis.
You believe it's Elvis?
I 100% do.
I don't want to believe that is Elvis.
Just
why do you believe it's Elvis?
Because I want it to be Elvis.
Why would you want that for Elvis?
I don't want that for Elvis. I didn't want Elvis to fucking die at 42 in the fucking shitter at Graceland
that
either.
That is very true. That is very true.
But if I had a choice, I'd rather he be elderly fighting the mummy, saving all the people at
the mummy.
Fucking.
That is a good story for Elvis, though. He saved everybody at the nursing home.
Yeah.
In his jumpsuit. In a motorized wheelchair.
Yep.
In a makeshift flamethrower. God. Oh,
had his mucho.
I can't believe I just said all that in one breath.
Had his mucho mojo bag.
No.
Hell yeah.
I just can't. There's a struggle here because there is some part of me that wants to be on board. There's a part of me that wants to make the leap, but I can't.
Can't get in it,
It's
huh?
not for me. I'm so sorry.
Well, we've talked too at one point. You don't like the idea of Elvis doing anything unsavory.
Correct. He's my one. I know he's not pure for any means, but I want to keep him pure.
Elvis didn't do no drugs.
He didn't. I know he did drugs, but he did it in a pure, respectable way.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. No. I don't like to see it. I don't like to hear about it. I don't.
You just want the young buck Elvis.
I want the,
on top of the world.
And I'm fine. I love jumpsuit Elvis. Jumpsuit Elvis is my favorite Elvis, but I don't want to see it in film.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're too young for this. But there was a time in the late 80s, early 90s where Elvis sightings were a thing.
I feel like I do remember that in tabloids.
Yeah.
As I was young. Well, yeah.
It was in tabloids. There was also a Fox TV special that I remember that was hosted by Bill Bixby.
That's amazing.
Of Is Elvis Alive?
Right.
And it was like an hour long thing because mm-hmm. they had all these photos from like, this is Elvis and this guy could be right. Elvis. And what, oh my God, what's the king doing mm-hmm. in Colorado?
And then I remember the big joke when Lisa Marie married Michael Jackson. It was like, well, all those Elvis sightings weren't real because we'd see him if they really got married.
Right.
We'd
yeah.
be, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Elvis Is Still Alive sightings. That was a fascinating phenomenon when yeah. I was growing up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I was getting into Elvis at that time, because my aunt actually got me into Elvis.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wait, is he really alive? Oh, that would be great.
We were very vehement in my family. He was gone. Like, Elvis, the king has left the building.
That was the foster stance.
Let the man rest.
Okay.
He is no longer with us. Let him rest. Leave the king be.
That was it.
That was very much. We shot that shit down. And like, nope, he's dead.
Did you toe that line, or did you like, no, I think he's out there?
No, I didn't think he was out there.
No?
No. Elvis was gone. He gave us our time, and now he's gone.
Okay.
We must respect him.
See, going back to the movie, I 100% believe that that is Elvis, because that is some shit that Elvis would do. I feel like...
I didn't like his demeanor. He was gross.
Yeah,
I think maybe that's it. Like, he's kind of gross, like talking about his dick and hard-ons and shit, and they're having to pop his dick sore. Like, it was just gross. I was like, I don't want Elvis to talk like that. I don't want that to be Elvis's life. I don't want him that to be him. Nope. Nope.
I felt my pecker flutter like a pigeon having a heart attack.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
That's such a great line.
Nope. Nope. Well, what about
old Jack Kennedy? What about Jack Kennedy?
He was kind of funny. That whole premise is very funny. That one's funny to me.
You like that one?
That he missed this assassination attempt, and then he was dyed black, and then he's back, and nobody believes him.
Yeah, they put a little bag of sand in his head.
Right.
And then just shuffled him off.
Right? And Lyndon B. Johnson is behind the mummy, right? Uh-huh. It's not a mummy. It's Lyndon Johnson. Now that, I would watch a movie about that.
In the book, there was a character in the nursing home. It was a woman character who said she was a sex-changed John Dillinger.
Man, I don't want to get old.
I don't...
Did this movie not scare you in that effect? Like, what if I think I'm somebody and I'm convinced?
Well, that was part of that. Like, that to me, like, look, I know this is not a deep movie at all. This is a really just.
But
dumb, quirky movie. But that, looking at it through that lens, like if you just took a mummy invades an old person's home, like, I mean, that's an interesting premise enough on its own. But then you add the quirkiness of putting, hey, here's maybe Elvis and probably definitely not John F. Kennedy, but maybe. If you put that spin on it, again, that takes that whole, well, what happens to these people that we put on this pedestal when they reach this level of, like, we're done with them publicly?
Right.
You know?
Agreed.
How many actors and musicians and icons from your youth have since gone out of the public spotlight? What are they doing?
Right.
Where are they at?
How literally used them up,
right?
And discarded them.
And how sad are their lives?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, how many times do you hear, oh, this dude used to be on top of the world and now he's working security for this place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, hey, good for him. He's still got a job.
Right.
So, like, that's
Who was that actor they spotted, what, at Whole Foods? He was a cashier and people made a big deal about it.
I don't know that one.
I can't remember that one, but
no?
I can't remember the actor, but that happened recently. But yeah, he wasn't an actor anymore, and he was a cashier, and somebody spotted him, and a lot of people made fun of him for that.
A lot of people that have time to get on the internet and make fun of other people when they should be fucking working.
When they should be listening to Huntsville Home Video.
I mean, that's also correct. Also, that's totally the thing our demographic would do. Make fun of some actor for not acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm prepping for my next role. Fuck you.
I'm being of the people. What was your quote? Don't interrupt. Don't bother me while I make my art.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
You just tell me where the tofu is at. It's aisle four.
It's aisle four.
Well, what would have made this movie a hit for you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
What if we would have recast Elvis?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I'm done with this.
Just okay. All right. Well, we got a whole other month of this. It's going to be fun.
Well, pick a better movie.
Fuck you.
No, I don't know. I just didn't. Also, what is what's his face? Bruce Campbell's stance on Elvis. Does he like Elvis?
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really
care. That's the problem. He didn't respect Elvis enough.
That's probably a true story. I don't think Bruce Campbell really respects anyone or anything.
Exactly.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I've met him twice,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of a dick both times.
Right.
The first time I kind of wrote off because I'm like, okay, everyone can have a bad day.
True.
And it was at a signing. That it was supposed to be a signing, and then he was going to be playing his new movie and doing a Q&A. And the people that were booking the event had more people show up than they thought, and they like refused to cut the line. So mm-hmm. he was still sitting there signing autographs when the movie should have been playing. Because you basically like got your autograph and then went into the theater and just waited for the movie to start. So the movie was not starting on time, mm-hmm. and you could tell he was like clearly agitated.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell was. And I was like, okay, well, maybe the thing just happened.
And you know, that's a lot dealing with people at those events.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah.
They can be interesting.
100%.
Right.
And especially someone like Bruce Campbell. Like, his fans are quirky. Like, he's got
Understandable.
He's got some odd ducks in there.
I feel like you'd have to be, but that's... never mind.
Yeah.
You'd have to be off your rocker to like this guy.
And so that's what I wrote it off to him. Like, all right, dude's having a bad day. And then over the years, I read and I heard other stories that made their way to the internet. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Right.
I had a bad experience with him. So did other people. Oh, okay. And then within the last year, he was doing like an anniversary screening of The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Came to Huntsville.
Remember that.
And we got VIP tickets for that. And COVID was still a thing. I mean, COVID is still a thing.
Right.
But it was, this is one of the first events that has happened post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, you want to meet Bruce Campbell? Cool. You walk into a room. You can't get closer than 10 feet from him, and he's not going to sign anything. He doesn't even look at you. You basically just stand like 10 feet away from him.
He doesn't even say hi?
If you said hi, he's like, hey, how's it going? If you said something to interact with him, he's like, oh. I was like, God damn.
Fuck this guy.
And like someone that was behind us was like, oh man, I rebuilt the car from the Evil Dead, you know, fucking this and that. He's like, that piece of shit, why would you fucking do that? I was like,
Not even a fun, sarcastic way, just being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, I don't want to fucking be here.
Right.
I was like, well, I mean, you didn't have to be here. You could have got a job at Whole Foods, bro.
You could have not done VIPs. You could have not sold them.
Yeah.
And taken people's money if you were going to be a dick.
And this is the other thing that kind of turned me on Bruce Campbell. So after Army of Darkness came out, all the fans wanted more, right? The movie itself didn't do that great at the box office, but home video was huge and you know, the cult following was huge. Mm-hmm. So fans always wanted more, right? And every Q&A that Sam Raimi or Bruce Campbell would go to, they would say, hey, you know, what questions you got? And Army of Darkness 2 or Evil Dead 4 or whatever would always come up. And over the years, they were like, you know, maybe we'll see what's in the cards and this and that, and fucking blah, blah, blah. And then the one that really pissed me off was after a certain time, this was Bruce Campbell's response to every time that question got asked. He's like, you guys want to know what's happening with Evil Dead 4? Yeah, fucking yeah, who's here? He's like, I happen to know that there are some deals going on right now. And then he gets up and he's baiting the crowd. And he's like, I'm just kidding. It's not going to fucking happen. Stop asking about it. Like, real dickish, right?
Yeah.
And then years later, they make the Evil Dead TV series, which was dog shit. And then they made the Evil Dead reboot, which was dog shit. And Ash showed, like, the character of Ash showed up at the end of that in the post credits.
Doesn't Ash have a chainsaw as a hand in something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, does that in Evil Dead 2, and then he has it in Army of Darkness.
Okay.
It's pretty dope.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Just so you know, it is.
Here, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the mummy.
Okay.
In Bubba Hotep, or Bubba Hotep himself.
Yeah.
I thought Bubba Hotep was going to be Elvis, and I thought Elvis was going to be related to a pharaoh. Miscalled that one.
How would you have reacted to that?
Not any better than what we've gotten today. No. Although he would have been related to royalty, and that I would have appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But why? Why is our Hotep a Bubba Hotep? Why is he dressed in cowboy boots? Can someone answer this question for me? Why did he choose that attire?
Because the bus went off the road in Texas.
So he's blending?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I imagine those are just the clothes that he found.
He's a mummy. Why did he even need clothes?
I mean, maybe he had, you know, like, he didn't want his, like, mummy bits hanging out.
I feel like the mummy bits. I feel like, you know, they probably loved fashion. I mean, they were very fashionable people.
Right.
According to the drawings on the pyramids, you know, they wore some garb. So maybe he just wanted some garb. That makes sense.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
We got to the bottom of that one.
We got to the bottom of that mystery. Ooh. I really thought Bubba Hotep was going to be Elvis. Elvis was going to be Bubba Hotep. Also, I didn't even know what Hotep meant. I just thought it was a word. And then they defined it at the beginning. I'm like, it's related to a pharaoh. Okay.
So at least you learned something.
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, you, correct me if I'm wrong, don't give a fuck about mummies.
Not really.
No.
No.
Very rarely. Like,
I mean,
twice have you given a fuck about a werewolf, and twice have you given a fuck about vampires.
Nah, fuck a vampire. Vampire's still on the bottom of the list, for sure.
Except for the From Dusk Till Dawn vampires.
Yeah, those are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, mummies neither here nor there for me.
You just don't give a shit?
Although I did recently watch The Mummy.
The 32 one?
No, I've Brandon actually Fraser never one? Seen the original Mummy.
Okay.
I should get on that.
All right.
Okay.
You know what? Those Brendan Fraser mummy movies, those are good.
I haven't seen the sequel, but I saw the other one a long time ago, and I didn't remember half of it, so I rewatched it.
The sequel was the first movie that The Rock was in.
He was the Scorpion King, mm-hmm. is he not? And then he had his own movie.
Yep.
which had the song Stand Alone by
Godsmack. Stand Alone from Godsmack, yes.
Yes, and you know what? In that music video is that scorpion right there in his hand, and I thought that was a fantastic tattoo.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid being like, I want a scorpion tattoo.
Has that changed since 2002?
Not really.
That's unfortunate.
I'm not going to get it.
And you're going to sit here and rag on Bubba Hotep.
But I swear, if I ever see that video or I ever think of that song, I'm like, God, that scorpion tattoo was a jam.
Man, that's fucking boss.
I don't think it's boss anymore, but I'm like, I secretly want a scorpion.
God damn it.
I'm easily swayed and influenced.
So there should have been more scorpions in Bubba Hotep.
Yes.
And you would have been.
Because, first of all, you know my big bugaboo is a roach. And then in this movie, we have this big-ass scuttling fucking bug.
Uh-huh.
And the sounds are atrocious. I went to bed and I was like, I feel like I hear it. I feel like I feel it. It's in my apartment, isn't it? The bug's in my apartment. I would rather deal with the mummy than the bug.
Well, the bug moves a lot quicker than the mummy.
Was the bug like a pet of the mummies?
Yeah, like a little, an emissary,
He would get him down. He would get him down and injured, and then the mummy could suck the soul.
He would go scout for the mummy.
Correct. It was awful. It was terrible.
I think I probably already know your answer, but I thought it was fucking funny. So the mummy gains life and energy by sucking souls.
Right.
And he has to come back night after night to the old folks' home because they're old and they don't have much soul left.
Right.
So they're
They've
not
been
like,
left by their families. They're not strong souls. They're weak souls.
Yeah.
So he can't just suck one and be good for like a week. No, he's got to come back out of the crick.
Yeah, he's not like your mom.
He also, okay, I like it. yeah, he is. Also, the way Elvis said crick, I'm like, can you stop trying? Can you stop
can
overdoing
you
it? Can you not? Can okay. you not do that? Also, he compares the bug to the size of his fist or the size of a, quote, peanut butter and banana sandwich. And I thought, fuck you, bro.
Whoa.
I didn't appreciate it. I'm like, now you're trying to put in all the tropes.
Also, inaccurate because Elvis ate his peanut butter bacon banana sandwiches by the loaf.
True.
Which is fucking boss.
Yeah.
That's legit. You ever had a proper Elvis sandwich?
No, I have not. I have not.
Do you ever hear the story about those?
Mm-mm.
So Elvis found them at a diner in Denver. Or like outside of Denver.
Okay.
That's where they made them. And then he came back home and he had his personal cooks and chefs make them up. But then one night he was just with his boys at Graceland. He's like, man, those sandwiches in Denver, they were the best. Fuck it. We're getting on the plane. We're going to Denver.
God.
And they just got on a plane and went to Denver. And they shut down this diner and they were just whipping up loaves of peanut butter, bacon, banana sandwiches.
That's the Elvis I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need a mummy fighting one.
That's a dude, though, that were he to get elderly, would fight a mummy.
Okay.
Hey, Elvis, you just celebrated your 80th birthday, King. How you been? Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you right here.
I don't like it.
I'm going to wrap up this interview. I'm going to go fight a goddamn mummy. Okay. Oh, wow, Elvis, cool. You're making a movie where you're going to fight a mummy? Hell no, man. Did I say anything about
a
movie?
No movies no more.
Did I say anything about a camera? Hell no, man. I said, look here. I'm going to fight a goddamn mummy.
Don't you do the finger point. Don't you do it. I wish everybody could have seen it. You did it, man. You were right there on it, too. You did it perfectly. That was amazing.
I'll tell you this right now, man. I'm taking Sonny West. I'm taking the boys. We're going to Denver. We're getting peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And then we're going to go whip us a goddamn mummy.
God, that's somehow a better movie than the one I just watched. Oh, God.
So if Elvis was old, not in the nursing home, but like fighting the forces of darkness. That you'd be okay with? That would be a better film for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I need a virile, vital Elvis fighting.
Okay.
You know, doing legit karate.
Right.
Karate. Yes.
Because he was a master of it.
Yes, he was.
He was a kung fu expert. Kung Fu Elvis.
TCB.
That's right.
That's the Elvis I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite Elvis thing? Like Elvis story, Elvis memory?
My favorite Elvis memory was when I was a kid. I've only been to Graceland once.
Okay.
And I think I was around 8 or 9 years old when we went. And I went with my granddad's the one who got me into Elvis, as the whole family is into Elvis, right? So I think why I think of Elvis the way that I do is because when I think of Elvis, I think of my granddad. So
sure.
That's probably why I have that. I want that wholesome filter there, maybe. That's
yeah.
probably why. So we got to go to Graceland, and my aunt knew a lady who worked there. Her name was Patsy, and I don't remember her last name. But anyways, we got to go. And we went back into this room, and she had goodie bags made for us, you know, and we sat down at this table, and we're sitting there talking, and she goes, oh, by the way, you're sitting at Elvis's conference table.
Oh.
And I was like, like, we thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever. So that, to me, was really awesome that, like, we were somewhere, like, you know, you're touring the house, it was his house, but, like, we were sitting there where, like, Elvis sat. Like, that was so cool to me. That's my favorite.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
Well, like I said earlier, I got into Elvis because of my aunt. She had some of his records. She would play them. She would tell me about what she thought of Elvis, how much she liked Elvis. She had all this Elvis, like random bits of memorabilia mm-hmm. around her house, which I now am in possession of. I got that after she passed away. So she would always tell me about, you know, how much she dug him and all that. And so when I originally moved here to Huntsville, Memphis is only like 4 hours from us. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am going to go to fucking Graceland. I cannot wait.
Which we need to go, by the way. I need to go as an adult.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Semi-related, the Elvis movie that's coming out on the 24th, they're doing an advanced screening in Memphis.
God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it, though? Mm-hmm. We should go.
Have you seen the gas prices?
Yeah. I have. Anyway.
Damn you, radio!
So the first time I went to Graceland was pretty cool. My favorite time going to Graceland, though, because as the years went on, you know, I have a godson. He's in his 20s now. But when he was growing up, he basically just like looked to me for everything, you know, like I was into Transformers, he got into Transformers,
right.
I got into, you know, this, he got into that. I tried to introduce him to the things that I liked. Some of them stuck, some of them not so much, but I'll be goddamn, the kid loves Elvis.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when he graduated high school, he was having like troubles near the end, you know, like I think a lot of kids do. And I was just like, hey man, if you stay focused, you stay committed, you knock this shit out. If you TCB, I'll take you to Universal Studios or I'll take you to Graceland, whichever one you want to go. He's like, I want to go to Graceland.
Yes.
Chose Graceland over Universal Studios.
That's fantastic.
And so we went, we ended up going for his 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. We went. He came down to Huntsville. I took him to Memphis, went to Graceland, and they have a VIP tour option.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, I'm doing VIP.
Might as well.
Jack Spade rule number one, general admission is for suckers.
That is a Jack Spade rule.
Uh-huh.
That is, definitely.
King don't do GA, baby.
I've been called a sucker many times because I GA it all the way.
so we did the VIP tour, and on this tour, there's a section with all these artifacts and rings and his gold phone that he had, his gold-plated uh-huh. phone and all this stuff. But then there's a velvet rope, and you can only go behind the velvet rope if you're on the VIP tour. And then you go and you see a pair of his boots, and there's like a scuff on the inside.
Oh.
And the lady on the tour guy was like, do you know why there's a scuff here? I'm like, because that's where he had his fucking gun. And he's like, that's right. That's where the king kept his piece.
Yes.
King was strapped. But the best part was she puts on these white velvet gloves,
mm-hmm.
And she pulls out his gold-plated microphone that he sang into in Vegas.
Oh, Jesus.
And she gives a little presentation about it. She tells about the history of it. And she says, and now, if you would like to put on your own pair of gloves, you can hold the microphone. And like the fucking hairs on my arm stood up, and my godson was right next to me. I just grabbed his shoulder and started shaking him, and he's like, "Oh my God, do we really get to fucking hold the microphone?"
Just don't drop it, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's the next thing that went into my head.
That would be my fear. Like, yep, this is where I fall.
Now, if you're a fan like you and I are a fan, you don't want to go first. Mm-hmm. You don't want to set the tone. Like, you want to,
right.
If someone's going to drop it, it's not going to be you. And it's probably going to be one of the first two people. So you're just like, fuck that, go. Like, go ahead. So a couple people went, and then I was probably like fourth or fifth. I had my gloves on, and she just gently laid the microphone in my hands.
Like handing off a baby.
Kind of, yeah. But this was important.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck a kid.
Right.
This is Elvis's mic.
Yeah. One of those two things I wouldn't slam on the ground.
And you're making the right choice.
So she lays the microphone in my hand, and like, I kid you not, when I say I felt a surge go through my body, like, I'm like, oh shit, is this thing live? Is this plugged in? Am I getting shocked?
Right.
It was just like, just knowing the history of that microphone,
right.
and the king holding, and I've seen footage of him in Vegas singing on that microphone, and now it's in my fucking hand.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh. And like, everyone that took their pictures with it, it was like very sheepishly kind of like tilted to the side, like holding the microphone so you could see it in the picture.
I just grabbing onto it like a mic should be, you know.
So it was in my hand for all of about 5 seconds, and then I just gripped it and I just like struck a fucking Elvis pose.
Yes.
And my godson's like taking a bunch of pictures, and he's like, can I hold it like that? And I'm like, hell yeah, buddy. And he takes a bunch of pictures, and then everyone that went before us is like, oh, I should have done that. I'm like, yeah, but the king doesn't speak to you, does he? Hell no, he doesn't.
First of all, that's amazing. Second of all, you really put my conference table to shame, but that's fine. Maybe one day I'll VIP it and hold a microphone. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have just been a mess. Like, after I handed it off, I think I would have wept.
Oh, A, there were tears. B, as soon as I handed that thing off, I was shaking.
Right.
I was just like, oh, God, fucking damn it.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
God, I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and Graceland has only gotten better, let me tell you.
Okay.
They don't have nightly showings of Bubba Hotep, but they do
probably
have...
Probably appropriate.
They do have, as you end your night from 7 to 9 p.m., they have a complimentary build-your-own peanut butter bacon banana sandwich bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta go. Okay. Planning a trip.
I'm in.
Okay, all right.
How's September work for you? I think I'm going there in September.
Oh my gosh,
anyway.
My birthday's in September.
What?
That's perfect.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Deal.
I like it.
I'm going to see if I can line up a screening of Bubba Hotep.
Please don't.
At the Graceland Theater.
I don't really want to taint Graceland with Bubba Hotep, which doesn't feature any Elvis music. I think that's absolutely shocking.
So funny you say that. So this movie was made for $500,000.
Somebody paid that much? For it?
Wow.
To get it?
Wow. Fucking snarky bitch today.
I could... Hold on. I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
I feel like I could have been a lot worse than I have been today.
Also true.
Very true.
I will
right?
give you that.
Right?
But it's Elvis Month, baby! Yeah, very independent movie. $500,000.
Right.
You know, hold that into comparison to even a moderate Hollywood blockbuster costs... 70, 80
sure.
million.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, $500,000. If they would have licensed one Elvis song, mm-hmm. that would have probably quadrupled the budget for that one song alone.
Right.
So that's why they didn't do that.
Of course.
That's why that scene where Elvis or not Elvis is in the, you know, flipping through the channels and they're having an all day Elvis movie marathon.
Right.
None of those are Elvis movies.
No, they're not.
No.
No, none of that is from the movie.
They're showing like little clips and snippets, but it's all characters from the back.
Shadowy, you know,
yeah.
we see an outline, but we don't see the king.
Yeah.
No.
You have like some narrator going, watch the Elvis movie marathon with the things and the stuff and the punches thrown and he gets the girl. And
right.
No, that's not Elvis.
Nah. No, we know.
No.
He wasn't Elvis either, but we won't debate that any further.
Because there isn't really a debate. He was Elvis.
Sebastian Half. Sebastian.
So should I go ahead and cancel the Sebastian Half action figure that I was going to get you for your birthday?
You really should.
Okay. It is a great action figure. It's him in the jumpsuit, a little paunchy. He's got the walker as an accessory.
Will you look me in the face right now? Are there, be honest with me, because I'm gullible.
Okay.
Are there really action figures based on this movie?
Yes.
Jack Spade.
I'm going to eBay them for you right now to prove that I am not fucking with you.
I know, I believe you.
I know.
You have that tone where I believe you. You seemed very authentic when you just said that just now.
I'm gonna pull them up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this just some dude who makes them in his basement? Or
oh, no. They're at like Nika, the company that makes...
Never heard of it.
They make your Golden Girls action figures.
No shit!
Yeah.
You can't.
So there's Bubba Hotep.
There's the mummy now.
Yeah.
Which, in the dark, he looked like Michael Jackson.
You think so?
Did he not? There was a part that looked like Michael Jackson in Thriller in that first time you see him.
I didn't really. You
didn't see that?
I guess I didn't.
No.
And there's the Sebastian Half action.
Oh, God. Look at that belly. Oh, no. Also, they label him Sebastian Half, so he's not the king. They've acknowledged there.
Well, because if they would have called that Elvis, they would have had to pay.
They could have done a Sebastian Half / Elvis.
Maybe.
But no, they just went full Sebastian Half, meaning that that's Sebastian Half.
And it is a rare item.
I bet it is.
Would you like to know how much they're going for?
Please tell me. $12.
$12?
That's all people could afford.
You'd pay $12 for that action figure? How about
$80? $80?
Yeah, they're selling for about $80.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is not worth $80.
There's a better shot of them.
Why is he standing like that?
Because he's got messed up.
Around.
He's got messed up hips.
Is he supposed to have?
That's how we walked in the movie.
Where's his walker?
This one is incomplete.
I can see. Yeah, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned this. Apparently, why he landed in the rest home. I love rest home. Why he landed in the rest home is because he was doing his act and he fell off the stage. He broke his hip. He then got an infection in his hip, which landed him in a coma. Then he woke up with some problems. If you're assuming that he's really Sebastian Half, which you should, and not Elvis.
But see, that all adds to, in my opinion, the legitimacy of that's actually Elvis.
No, it's like, how? How?
Okay, so.
Tell me.
If you broke your hip, if you broke your hip and you woke up after an infection, you know, you're an Elvis impersonator, the best. And now you're like, oh, I'm really Elvis. This other dude was, he died. Like, I got pretty, like, of course they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to paint you as an unreliable narrator. But no, that was the king right there.
That did not prove anything. That what you just said did not prove anything.
It proved it to me. I believe that was Elvis.
Well,
you believe that was Sebastian Half.
I do believe.
I believe this was a good movie. You believe it was trash. We can still be friends.
We can't. Look, we've made it through worse.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like I've been pretty well to you today. Again, most of my thing is I just became bewildered. I was like, I ain't mad no more. I'm just totally confused.
I've passed mad.
I'm just in a daze like Sebastian Half when he woke up out of his coma from his fucked up hip.
So was when the first time the mummy showed up, was that when you're just like, what the fuck? Or was it when this is Jack Kennedy? Like,
no, it was the mummy.
It was the mummy?
It was the mummy.
Okay.
I think I kind of Well, no, I didn't forget about the mummy. But when the mummy finally hit the screen, I was like, oh, yeah.
There's a mummy in here.
Also, we got our second iron lung in a row. That was nice.
Yeah. We could really avoid those terrifying contraptions.
The most terrifying thing ever.
My God.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit of trivia for you. Mm. Let's see if you would have been more open to this. So the sequel, Bubba Hotep and the Curse of the She-Vampires, that was supposed to be a prequel. It was supposed to be a prequel
with Paul Giamatti.
With Paul Giamatti as Colonel Tom. Bruce Campbell was going to come back. Things fell off throughout the course of the making or the financing, and Bruce walked away.
Thank God.
Apparently he had some other shit to do. Mm. Actually, I'll tell you exactly what he had to do. He landed some backup role on a USA TV show, and he thought, ooh, I'm going to be big time now, and then he was just second fiddle to the main dude.
It's on USA.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't make... That's not
it's
even
not
a ladder...
Like it's not like a TBS.
No. Like, bro, you went from indie horror to the USA Network. That is not even a lateral move.
No.
One could argue that is backwards.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think that's why he probably, like, he thought he was going legit. Mm. Anyway.
Well, I love that him being legit meant he left Bubba Hotep behind.
So after it was announced, you know, that Bruce Campbell had walked away, they were like, hey, well, who's going to step in? Who's going to play the king? It was rumored to be Ron Perlman. You like that even less?
No, I don't like it less, but...
You just don't like it?
I just don't.
No?
No.
That's okay.
I don't need any of this.
Okay. What if we got young Elvis fighting monsters, though? You said you'd be okay with that?
If we could get... Okay, all right. If we get young, tanned Elvis from the comeback special in the leather, maybe I'll go for it. Again, the vital... It is prime Elvis.
So what? How about this? Let me paint this picture for you. See if you would go watch this movie.
Jack.
Hear me out.
All right.
I think in my head, this is great.
Okay. In my head, this is great. Okay.
It's you just call it. And it this is going to be fitting for what you call the movie Comeback. All right. It takes place during the 68 comeback special, the filming of the comeback special. Elvis is on stage. He's doing his little concert in the round section with his boys. They're singing, right. They're jamming, they're having a good time. There's a little bit of commotion in the back. Like, hey, man, what's going on there?
Jack, I swear not.
I only do it because you hate it.
I hate it / admire it. I don't know why. I don't know. Again, I don't even understand my feelings today. None of my feelings do I understand.
Hey, man, what are you doing there?
Come on, please do the finger point.
All right.
Come on, you can do it. You can find the moment. Come on.
Hey, we're filming a special here, man. What's going on back there? A little bit of commotion. Voice comes over the PA. Everything is fine. Elvis. Hey, man. Put this guitar down, man. Y'all be cool. Hang on. Let me check this out here. All right. Come on, man.
I swear to God.
Elvis goes to check shit out because he's a TCB kind of cat, right? He goes back to the control room.
TCB kind of cat.
He goes back to the control room. He sees that the control room personnel are being devoured by fucking zombies.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. Elvis grabs one of his guitars and brains one of them over the fucking head. He's like, we got to go for the head, man. That's the only way you can take these damn bastards out. And he starts swinging that fucking guitar and throwing them karate kicks. And he's trying to save the audience from the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God. He looks so good in that leather.
Right.
Throwing kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then at one point, a zombie would probably try to bite him in the arm, but he can't get through the fucking leather.
Can't get through the leather. No.
Would you want?
He, like, zips up his chest, be like, no.
Would you watch that movie?
I would watch that movie. You finally broke me down. I'd watch that movie. Elvis and the zombies.
Now, you see, because the zombies come back.
Baby.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I hate you. Uh, Okay, I'd watch that movie. I'd watch that Young Elvis comeback special, zombies come back. I'm in.
Fuck yeah. Now I'm super sad that that movie doesn't exist.
Maybe it will now. You know what? You should sell it.
I am going to go into a legitimate depression because this movie doesn't exist.
Look, you've got everything you need at your disposal, okay? You've got the suit you recently wore to officiate a friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Elvis's jacket, right? You got Elvis's sunglasses. You go up somewhere and you write this shit out and you go fucking pitch it and you sell it. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just did it to me.
I got to work on Elvis's one-liners for when he kills his zombies.
Right.
Because I'm sure you hated it because you hated everything about Bruce Campbell's portrayal. But I loved his never, but never fuck with Dekang.
Yeah.
You like that one?
That was all right.
Okay.
Yeah, because right. You shouldn't fuck with Dekang.
No.
Mr. Campbell.
Mm-mm. So yeah, Elvis has to have his little zingers for when he's decapitating zombies.
All right, I'll go for it.
All right.
I'll go for it. Mm. All right.
Man, now I just want to talk about this movie that doesn't exist.
God almighty, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they did wrong with The Mummy, you know? Maybe a different... Oh my gosh, can you imagine if he fought the creature from the lagoon?
That'd be a fun one, too.
That would be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He'd be out on his houseboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then a storm washes them up on a island, mm-hmm. uninhabited, mm-hmm. except for the creature. And then after Elvis defeats the creature, he mm-hmm. skins him and makes a jumpsuit out of him.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Hmm. I like it.
That's full of good ideas today.
Yeah, you are, Jack. You've had two.
Ouch. That's two more than you brought to the table today, Foster.
That is true. I've not brought much to the table today.
Man, I don't know if you notice over here, I'm slouching a little bit because I strained my back carrying this fucking podcast.
Oh. You only had to put in the work because you picked a shitty movie and you knew I was going to come here today and not have anything to offer. You did this on purpose and now you're sad that you put yourself in a compromised position.
I am not.
That's where we're at today, okay? All right? All right?
Look at you organizing your papers.
Guess what, motherfucker? This ain't even my papers.
I ain't even know.
But I'm just straightening them up.
I'm gonna organize some papers too.
Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow. See you next broadcast. You did it. You did it to yourself. You seriously thought, oh, Leah's gonna be great tomorrow. She's gonna talk about mummies and the king and a fake John F. Kennedy. I'm only gonna write two notes. We'll be fine.
So, give Bubba Hotep some stars. Oh, we should
one
star. Wow.
I'll give it a one.
Okay, I'm going a 3.25.
3.25?
Yeah.
Three?
I.
That's more than half.
I still like the movie. Even though I don't like Bruce Campbell on a personal level, I can disassociate him from the portrayal. I like the movie. I like the wackiness of it. I like the quirkiness of it. Mm. If it was not Elvis and JFK, I wouldn't probably like it as much. If it was just mummies sucking old souls through assholes, like...
Make me giggle.
It did yeah. it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got some chuckles out of it.
I did giggle.
I'm glad you
one.
Liked your coroners.
Right.
Did you recognize the one?
Yeah.
From Leprechaun?
Yeah.
He was the doofy guy from Leprechaun?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking twizzle dicks. No, like, I like the movie. I like the quirkiness. I like the wackiness of it. I like that... Even though it is not, like I said earlier, a deep movie at all, there is still kind of that reflection on just
I do
age and youth
that.
And,
yes.
and, you know, mm-hmm. and I always do still to this day, like question, like, what if Elvis was still around or, you know, past recently? Because he'd be well into his 80s, like, mm-hmm. or possibly 90s. I don't do math well, as we've talked about.
I don't remember what year he was born.
Well, he was 42 when he died in 77, so he'd be like 80-something.
that's 23 years plus 22, that's 40, so he'd be 84.
There you go.
Yeah, something like that. He's born in 1935.
There it is.
There it is. And there it is.
Man, we somehow got... What if Jeff Goldblum played Elvis?
That I'm down for. Don't ask me why. But I'm down for it.
Oh, fuck. Now I got to try to
I would appreciate that. I would appreciate for Jeff Goldblum to do it. I'm all shook up.
God damn, now I want that. Fuck.
Yes.
Shit.
Could you see him at his piano?
Yeah.
Singing Elvis songs? Oh, my God. Let's call him.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, let's ring him up. 1-800-GOLDBLOOM.
My God, I swear to God, I put money on it. I bet that would work.
I bet it would.
I bet it would go to at least him or his team.
We should... I'm gonna fucking dial that number up.
1-800-GOLDBLOOM? Absolutely.
I'll go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that any day.
Damn, a Jeff Goldblum Elvis. I got to work on that one.
Is that that's not a thing, right? That's not happened.
I don't think so.
Have we ever had that before?
I don't think so. Let's go to the Googs.
Let's go to the Google. I always spelled
Goldblum
his name wrong.
Elvis.
Elvis movie? Into the Night? Jeff Goldblum? No. What is this? That's not Jeff Goldblum.
This is some great podcasting material right here. My God. It's any wonder why we never have more than 13 listeners. I think we just answered that right
okay,
now.
Okay, wait. Into the Night. It keeps coming up with Into the Night. Are you getting this on IMDb?
Yeah, I see that. And there's like some dude that's not Jeff Goldblum.
That's not Jeff
Elvis.
Goldblum as Elvis.
No.
We'll
look into that.
I don't know what's going on.
How about this, friend?
Can you please pick a better Elvis movie?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite? Like now you gave me your personal favorite Elvis story. Do you have a story or something that Elvis did that is your favorite Elvis thing? Because I have one.
What's yours?
You don't have one?
No.
My favorite thing is when he just decided, I'm going to go to the fucking White House. I want to talk to Richard Nixon. I want to talk to the President of the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that happened.
That's a story.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. And they made a movie out of it.
No shit.
With Michael Shannon as Elvis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like Michael Shannon.
Same.
So that's good.
So
I don't know anything about him and his Elvis impersonation.
So it's different, very different. Well, how much do you know about that story?
I don't really know much about it.
No. Okay.
No.
So for those not in the know, at one point, Elvis, in his later career, when the drugs that he may or may not have been doing that Leanne doesn't like to think about.
That's not true.
They were candies.
The man loved Pez.
He did. They were Pez that did things. Psychedelic things. Erectile things. Whatever.
Stop!
At one point, Elvis just decided to board a plane, go to the White House, and request to speak to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis is the kind of dude that could do that.
That's all I know about it.
And so what this movie does is perhaps give you a look behind the curtain into what actually happened in that meeting.
Is it true or is it an imagining?
Well, the mummy shows up. Hey, Richard Nixon, man, you got a mummy over there? I just fought one. And go ahead and get rid of that for you right now.
I feel like my soul has been sucked away from me. Violently. It's just been ripped out of me is what it's been.
Yes, this is mostly a true story.
Mostly a true story?
Yeah. As okay. I mean, as...
Some moments have been enhanced for dramatical yeah. effect.
But, and that's...
fine.
And this is the other wild thing, too. I believe that there is no 100% true Elvis story out there.
Okay.
Because I mean, when you tell a story, when I tell a story, there's always things that are left out or always embellishments or always this or always that. Mm-hmm. So if anyone tells a story about Elvis, it's their own personal retelling of it. And it could be, I don't like Elvis, so I'm going to tell the story this way. Or I love Elvis, so I'm going to tell the story and ignore all this other shit.
Like I do.
Like
yes.
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as we've mentioned before, I'm fascinated by both sides.
Right.
I'm fascinated by this superhuman level dude, the most famous dude ever on the planet.
Yeah.
The first guy to ever be that famous in the world. Like, how would that not fuck with your head every day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would that not want you to try to find the best impersonator out there and switch places with him? How could that not cause you...
I see how you're looping it back around.
Did you, you see what I did there?
Yeah.
But yeah, so all of these stories have embellishments. All these women that would come out, you know, oh, I have a story to tell. You're going to pay me to tell this story? But fuck it, I'm going to tell this version of it.
Right,
And
right.
then this person's like, no, pay me and I'll tell the real version of it. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, those were fucking everywhere, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, as this is as true of a story as it, I guess, could be.
Okay.
All things considered.
All right.
As we celebrate Elvis Month here at Huntsville Home Video. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you even the Elvis movie that's coming out on the 24th is going to have some inaccuracies and some embellishments.
Of course.
And,
Of course.
And there's always, too, whenever they do a biopic, if they ignore this little bad thing or that little bad thing, there's always the people that come out of the woodwork mm-hmm. that are like, well, this motherfucker did this and he was a piece of shit because of this. Like, yeah, who do you look up to? Who do you admire? Yeah? Oh, let me tell
Bruce
you why.
Bruce Campbell? Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you why he's a cunt. So I am kind of waiting and loading my comeback bullets for when
the
movie comes out and people start talking shit about the king. Because, like, look, I can acknowledge the fact that Elvis did some shady shit, mm-hmm. said some bad things, did some bad things. But if anyone points those out in a derogatory manner, fucking gloves coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look here, motherfucker. It's goddamn Elvis Aaron Presley you're talking about.
Yeah.
As William Forsythe said in The Devil's Rejects, if you ever say an unkind word about Elvis Aaron Presley, me and my cousin George will deliver on you an Alabama ass whooping.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
But then in the same breath, I'd be like, but yeah, he did that shit, but you pointed it out in a bad manner, so fuck you.
I understand completely what you're saying.
Harumph.
Harumph. Big oof.
So yeah, next week we will chat Elvis Nixon.
Okay.
As Elvis Month continues, working our way up to the Elvis movie coming out on June 24th, we will watch this movie, Leanne and I, and then we will review it that Monday following the release.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking super stoked.
I'm bringing tissues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to need them. Mm-hmm. Like the press that's coming out about this movie, the reviews, glowing.
Yes.
You know, the Elvis estate loves the movie. The family, Priscilla, Lisa Marie, they love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It got a 12-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
The longest one this year.
Mm-hmm. As it should be. So yeah, super excited for this, and we'll be back to chat next week about Elvis Nixon. We'll see if that one holds up a little better for you. How much are you going to hate me if there really is a mummy in this one, too?
I was just getting ready to ask. My question was, there's really not a mummy, right?
TBD.
Don't let there be a mummy.
TBD.
Oh,
TBD on the TCB.
Shit.
Like, wait, are there really two Elvis mummy movies in existence? Is that a thing?
Not. But if there's a picture of a mummy somewhere in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to get super pissed.
That's fair. That is fair. thanks for hanging out with us today. Follow us on them social meds, if you don't mind. Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Are you doing any special TikToks for this month?
I'm going to do a bunch of Elvis dances.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Good. At HSV Home Video.
And a shout out to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, underboss_photography. Michael doing some amazing work in the photography world.
Photography.
He even offered to buy our Elvis tickets for the movie.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. I was like, no, bro, you ain't got to do that. You can come with us, though.
Okay. Well, you could buy mine, but I guess I don't have a say.
Oh. All right. Well, you can buy Leanne's ticket.
No. I'm just kidding. No. No, I want him to go with us, though.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll buy my own ticket.
_photography on the social meds as well. And until next week, my friends.
It's been the longest hour of my life.
Be kind. And rewind.
Really? You couldn't have practiced that one better?
I didn't practice that at all, and I think it shows.
It did.
Thank you. Thank you very much.